was singing that loudly and proudly last night between the second and third periods. Luke Cunnan on the line with us. Luke, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. So you got to witness up close and personal one of the most remarkable performances we're ever going to see from Philip Forsberg. How in the world does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty special talent, and you know, he was working his bag off last night, and he got rewarded for it. So it was a fun one for all of us to be a part of. But you know, happy we got the win. But yeah, that line for sure. But you know, that was pretty cool what he did.
Luke, in all the years you've been in hockey, have you ever seen a performance like that on your team?
I mean, it would have to be years back in youth hockey when the talent was a little more, you know, a little more spread out. You got some guys getting those kind of goals a game, but it's pretty cool to see someone, you know, do it at the highest level.
I believe I saw this stat that this is only the second or third time in NHL history where somebody scores four goals and all of the assists are by the same person. Luke, what happens in a deal like that? Is there a snowball of confidence? Is it just, you know, coincidence? What causes that?
I mean, definitely. You get a couple early like they did. You're definitely feeling good about your game, and it seems to just kind of keep going throughout. But like I said, those guys work so hard and create a lot, and you know, they're going to make plays out there, and then when they have chances to finish, they do. So it's you know, I think a lot of things can go into it, and it was just one of those nights.
Okay, I'm not looking for anything that's you know, team secrets. But what kind of things got said to him last night as this is going on? Because, gosh, he had the hat trick, what, early in the second period?
Yeah, I mean, guys are kind of joking around in the room a little bit. You know, he could get three or four after the first. I think guys were saying that, and sure enough, it happened. So, you know, it's always fun, especially when you're winning the game. When someone's playing that well, so you can kind of enjoy it a little more, have a little more fun with it, and kind of mess around with each other like that. So that was cool.
Luke, as I look right now, and obviously I keep up with this pretty close from section 304, row 1. Before the season started, people sort of had you all pegged into it's nothing but a rebuild. There really was not a very good vibe about all this, and I kept thinking back to last year going, wait a minute, in March and April, this was a damn good hockey team that forced their way into the playoffs. Today you all are sitting in third place, 2 points out of second in the Western Division. What do you think you all are right now, and has the negative talk maybe spurred you all on to something a little better?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, the same things kind of were said last year. I think, you know, as players and as a team, you kind of just worry about what you can control and kind of block out the outside noise and just come together as a group. And, you know, we can kind of write the book on what kind of team we're going to be and how we want to play and be looked at as. And I think we've done a good job of that. Just focus on what we need to do every single day, whether that's practice, games, you know, just having the right mindset, be a competitive group. And I think we all, you know, we're all buying into that, which we've been doing a really good job of. I think, you know, the results usually come. So you try to tune out the noise, and, you know, you're always going to get that as, you know, athletes. There's going to be good things said about you, not good things, and it's just really how you respond and kind of what you worry about, I guess.
Preds continue the homestand tomorrow night against the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock. At Bridgestone, and then the Montreal Canadiens Saturday for what is a 6 o'clock start. Predator forward Luke Cunnan on the line with us. Watson, what do you got for him?
Luke, in football and basketball, pace is such a big part of the game, and it's it's so different from team to team. One team will be we're going to play as fast as we can possibly play in both sports, and then the other times we're going to slow this thing down. We're not running up and down the floor the same way in basketball, or we're trying to eat clock in football. Does that come into play in hockey as much as it does those two sports?
I mean, they're definitely different sports, different approaches, I guess, to the game and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to see teams that are, you know, like to push the pace and play a little bit quicker, kind of run and gun offense. And then there's other teams who kind of sit back more defensively. And I think for our group, we always want to play fast. We think we got a fast team and good defensemen that move the pucks quick to the forward. So I think when we're having a lot of success, we're playing fast, quick, North hockey. And it does kind of change game to game, I guess on your opponent and whatnot. But I think everyone, at least teams I've been on, you know, you want to be a fast team. You want to play fast. You don't want to slow, you know, time and place to slow things down and make plays, but definitely get up and go.
Well, and when you do that, does it change from game to game? Are there certain teams, okay, now we're gonna do this? And the second piece of that to me, when is it in that third period and you've got a nice lead, do you slow it down? Because that's what we did in football all the time. And I basketball's a little harder because of the shot clock, but we would be a fast-paced team, Luke, and then really kind of slow the thing down. When does that happen in hockey? Does it happen?
Not really, to be honest with you. I mean, you play the full 60 to – you know, the way you want to play, the way, you know, your team is told to play and structured to play. I don't think there really is too many things that, you really change as the game goes on when the score's like that. Maybe, you know, you 6-0, if you guys got a good lead, you're not, you know, power plays, we weren't thrown out that top unit, things like that. But, like, yeah, as far as the game and pace of play and how you want to play, it always pretty much stays the same.
And my last thing I'll give you to Terry, does it change during the game to more of a defensive mode instead of an offensive mode, or does that happen in hockey at all? Are you up 3-1? You're in the third period. You're going to be a little bit more in a defensive thought process. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I think you might have a 3-2 game, 10 minutes left in the third. 3-1 game, you're up, you might just be a little smarter with the puck, get pucks in, be a little, make sure you have a good, forward F3, just make sure you're not giving up odd man rushes, give them a chance to get back in the game. You're playing to win. You shouldn't be chasing offense too much. Obviously, you got to still play the game and there's chances there, take them, but a little bit, you got to be smart, obviously, because you're trying to win.
Is that discussed over there on the bench before you go back into your turn to jump out?
I mean, I think everyone's talking, but it kind of just comes with playing. You know the situations in the game where how you got to play and whatnot.
Yeah. Terry?
Luke, you guys are going through, got an Eastern swing, I guess, with some of those teams coming in. What's it like preparing for those teams that you don't get to see as often as you do those in your own conference?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun. Last year we played the same, few teams so much. It's nice to see other teams. Every team's a little bit different. It's fun to play different players, different teams, like I said. But, we'll watch film. We'll see what their tendencies are and figure out a plan for us to have success. So that's kind of what we do every game. We have great video coaches, and our coaches put together a good plan for us to go through as a group and watch and see areas we can we can capitalize on, their tendencies, how we can defend, and just kind of go from there.
And then the next three games are all against teams that were from the NHL's original six. Do guys, especially guys maybe who have a little bit of a sense of the history of the game, do you get a little more jazzed up when you play one of those original six teams as opposed to maybe, just the normal game?
Maybe some guys do. I get I'm kind of the same no matter who you're playing. It's the NHL. You're playing in the NHL. NHL teams are all good. So, you kind of have that same feeling. Every time you step out there.
And then you know, as far as going back to the Forsberg, you know, his performance last night, what was it like, you know, as the for the crowd? What did you sense anything from the crowd as far as, you know, they're seeing something that doesn't happen very often with a 4-goal game?
I mean, it's just, it's nice to be home. You know, we've been on the road so much. It's nice to, you know, have a performance like that at home, give our crowd something to be, you know, be happy about, cheer about, and you know, getting on the board early like we did, and it was fun for us, and you know, they were great like always.
Actually, it was more fun for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, I just sent you a couple of pictures of what the bowling night looked like. Get your bowling arm ready next year.
Yeah, I will. Looks awesome. I'm taking a peek at it right now.
Yeah. You'll notice it kind of has a little Predator gold. It's amazing. We got all the shirts that we gave everybody in what is essentially Predator gold. And I've learned gold pops better than any other color. And so the Preds definitely had some influence on the event.
I love it. That's awesome. Glad to hear it went well.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, talk to you sometime next week. Good luck tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Luke Cunnan joining us here on the show. Very quickly, basketball fans, celebrate the NBA set.